O'Connor.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Live from Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. I'm born to Christmas.
Smile 90.4 FM.
It's the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile FM, live from Memphis, Tennessee. And this week for me, more than ever, I so badly wanted to come to a place where I wanted to reflect and think back to a part of the world's history, a part where I'd seen pictures, I'd read stories, but never quite realized how surreal it would be to be here, to spend a couple of minutes, and that's before even going inside the Civil Rights Museum. It was one of the highlights for me to come and experience this and spend some time in the evening just sitting outside reflecting on America's history. And when we know we're here for Elvis Week, this week is a radio station, but it was important for us to also, coming from a country that's had diverse history and having had such significant history in the landscape of global civil rights, to be here and see what America had been through. I'm with Ryan Jones, who is one of the curators of this incredible trip, experience, cultural eye-opening for those who are in Memphis. Ryan, thanks for allowing us to come and see the journey firsthand.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for supporting the National Civil Rights Museum.
This National Civil Rights Museum tells such an incredible story, and it's curated in such a way that even if you knew nothing about the journey, it starts at the very beginning and takes you through a well-curated trip. I mean, this isn't something that you want to spend 20 minutes kind of come pop into. You dedicate your morning, come along and experience, because that's what it's about. It's about telling the story authentically and properly. There's no shortcuts in the story.
Absolutely. Yeah, the museum does an incredible job of highlighting the key prominent episodes of the modern civil rights story. But one thing that is included in that is that we are the site of this traumatic event that plagued our nation's history 55 years ago. So as you were saying, you see those iconic photographs, you know them from history documentaries and books, but when you're actually there and you feel the eeriness behind it 55 years later, and then to come inside of the museum doors and to see this linear journey of the Black freedom struggle as that we pick up at the beginning of in the 17th century in the year 1619, and we tell this very rigorous, blunt but empowering story of the rise of the modern civil rights movement and why its successes are so relevant today. The Lorraine Motel itself, which was the original home of this place, this was a safe haven that Black travelers during the period of Jim Crow and the segregation could come to this space. They could be treated with respect. They could be treated with dignity and be away from the intimidation and fear of violence. And after Dr. King's assassination, it was the community in Memphis. It was three African-American businessmen who wanted to preserve this site and to transform it so that this history cannot be lost or erased.
And you've done it in a way, again, that speaks volumes to anybody. You don't have to be an American to appreciate the work that's gone into preserving the journey and the story and the struggle. You can be from any continent on earth. You walk in here, and it's a story that has an international, you know, echo.
The National Civil Rights Museum really gracefully tells the story from a humanity perspective. These were human beings wanting certain unalienable rights given at birth. You know, so when we look at what law means to people, what education means to people, what the right to vote means to people, this is a humanity side to this story, and it's a story that it's not just African American history, but it's American and world history for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Robben Island in South Africa, but do you feel when Americans, it's a tourist destination here for a lot of people, our minds have been blown, but do you think Americans leave here, change this world, and it's still having that impact on Americans as a whole?
I do. I think that this museum serves as the staple in our nation's history. It's a history that is complicated and complex, but I think that it's also one that is inspiring and empowering. When even today in current times, when there are protests and demonstrations that begin because of a tragedy or traumatic event that's going on in society, people come to this place either as they're starting or they want to end here. And they acknowledge that this great man, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., came here for the common man. And he was taken by an assassin's bullet. But the work that he left is a work that we as staff here and other people that come in, they are doing their service as humans to come and be witness to this great story that we tell here.
The other part of the story that I think is a must-see is that I think globally we think of the big struggle icons in history, but often we don't realize the many, many, many people behind the scenes that lost their lives to the struggle. And what your museum does is it tells to, as far as it can, their stories, which I appreciated because often, as I said, you get these ambassadors for struggle, and behind the scenes there's, you know, millions of lives that were lost, and you've documented each and every one of their struggle and story moments as best you could.
Yes, sir. You know, there's a Mount Rushmore for civil rights leaders. You've got those like the Dr. Kings, yeah, the Malcolm X's, the Rosa Parks's, but there is the everyday common people, those people who were working behind the scenes, grassroots organizing, children. You could see yourself somewhere in this movement, whether you are a young student wanting to join a new civil rights organization, whether you were a lawman who wanting to learn about how to end segregation and legality forms. But there were many people who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And so, you know, once you go into this museum, you see this incredible bronze sculpture titled Movement to Overcome. And it depicts men, women, and children of all races, all ages, and they're trying to get to the top of the sculpture. And we're reminding our visitors that this story is not that prehistoric. It's not ancient. You know, a lot of this story has occurred in many of some of our lifetimes that come through this story. So, you know, it's a story that we feel that everyday common people, how can they join the movement? How can they get involved? What from this museum can they take and apply to their daily lives, their curriculums, their family life, their work, professional life? Somewhere in this museum, everyone can see themselves.
And that's the beauty of it, of history, the importance of it, actually, in today's day and age, because you find that a lot of us kind of like forget where we come from, and one shouldn't in order to be able to know where you're going at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that is the beautiful part of history, knowing where we've been to know where we're going. And in a time right now where there is attempts to censor and erase rechange the narrative of this story, places like this museum, where I'm biased, you know, we are the very first civil rights museum in the world, right? And we are a site of a historic event that really changed the course of American history. Yeah. You know, specifically in this rich city of Memphis, the city of Memphis is divided before Dr. King's assassination and after. So how does Memphis recover from this movement? How does the rest of the world recover from this story? And you know, there's so much of history that people may have thought that they knew, but they didn't know. They didn't know that it was young people who really proposed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Had it not been for their courage 60 years ago this year, we may never have had that. Had it not been for the women in Montgomery, Alabama, who were the back engine for continuing how to practice and end segregation as a legality form. So there's so many backstories that you may have thought, which you read and heard in a documentary or a speech you heard.
I mean, there was even South African involved.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that now.
So, as you were saying, there was a South African journalist named Joseph Lau who was on assignment to interview Dr. King in his final campaign known as the Poor People's Campaign. Yeah. Dr. King had vowed to bring 500,000 Americans, all black, all white, stricken by poverty, to the nation's capital, as he had successfully done 5 years earlier, which we will celebrate its anniversary in a few weeks on August the 28th. But Dr. King took a detour here to Memphis on the same parameters of the Poor People's Campaign, men who were not called or treated as men decided to walk throughout the streets of Memphis vowing that they were men. And he felt that he was coming on their behalf. And, you know, he said that the night before of his assassination, you know, he ended it by saying, "I may not get there with you all. We've gotten to this mountaintop space. We've gotten to this moment. No one thought that we would be here after the Montgomery bus boycott, after desegregating schools, after sit-ins, after securing the right to vote with the Voting Rights Act. But here we are. But I want you all to know that I may not get there with you, but we as humans, we as people, will continue and get to that promised land." And so, you know, the next night, you know, at 39 years, this incredible human being who was 26 year old at the time of getting started in this story, and we sit and we reflect on the life of Dr. King, his legacy, but the legacies of so many others that makes this museum one of the most important staples in our nation's history.
Ryan, to you and your team here at the National Civil Rights Museum, thank you on behalf of the Smile FM Breakfast Show for allowing us in to leave this experience and this cultural eye-opener with a different perspective on so much more to the story in terms of the background narrative that we don't get to see and hear. And it's definitely left a mark on us walking away from here. A lot more of a somber approach and outlook towards Memphis, towards the United States, and more importantly, towards how human beings were treated during a very difficult time of America's history.
Thank you so much. So honored to have you all here today, and thank you again for supporting the National Civil Rights Museum.
You've got to see this, ladies and gents. If you're in Memphis, in actual fact, even if you're anywhere in the U.S., detour via Memphis and come and visit the National Civil Rights Museum. You will be like we are. Absolutely and utterly left speechless.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Live from Memphis, Tennessee, in the USA.
This is America. On Smile 90.4 FM.